This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
All right, welcome back in. My man, somebody texted and said, if the Rockets can swing a three-team trade, I'd take Young. Ime Udoka will straighten out the defensive issues. I mean, he ain't Jesus now.
Let's go, Rocket.
I mean, a part of it is his size and that thin hair. So I mean, like he's not. I mean, he can't just change things. Hey, baby, you figure out and deal and hide Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Like look, he ain't to that level.
I'm going to be honest with you. We got to be careful around here with KD being our guy. We got to be careful around here talking about too many folks' hairdos and hair situations. Not that one. We can talk all we want about that one.
I'm praying for him, man.
That's a rough go.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what you do here with it. And I've said that. I've racked my brain.
When you got as much money as he got, you as soon as the season ends this year, you go get some implants and
it's just
got to
get thick. It's just got to get thicker. That's
advanced hair restoration. Your hair guaranteed to grow in places that it hadn't in years.
Have you ever, I don't know if you ever, Tyler, have you ever seen the movie Kingpin, Tyler?
Oh, I love that movie.
You know, when
Prime Woody Harrelson.
But is it Woody or Bill? One of them's hair just gets away from them by the time they start bowling.
It's really both of them, but you're talking about.
I think Bill, right?
Yeah, Bill's.
Hey, second quarter, that's what Trey Young starts to look like. And Kingpin, when he's the second quarter, when he gets that hand out there and his
comb over sticking straight up
just
on one side.
That's where Trey is. And I like, he's got hair. It's just super thin and it flies on him, man. And
bad situation.
I feel bad for him. I really do. All right. Anyway, Tape Drop Tuesday. I know you took a look at the film coming off of that Colts game, and really the first halves were, most guys played. No Nico Collins, no Kamari Lassiter on both sides of the ball, two hugely important pieces. But what did you see that you liked, disliked from the tape from Sunday's game?
Well, look, one of the biggest talking points this year on the Texans has been offensive line play, and which I've said from jump has a lot to do with the offensive coordinator and the quarterback. And really, more specifically, the answers or the lack thereof for pressure situations. It was a problem last year. It's reared its ugly head early this year. The Texans have been better of late, but there's still been situations where, like the Chargers, whether it was them showing pressure and bailing and the Texans not being prepared for it, or the showing pressure and bringing it and the Texans not being prepared for it and having to throw the football away and waste downs. That's been a big talking point. The plan for pressure or the lack thereof with this offensive line, I mean, with this offense, with Nick Caley. And I'm going to tell you, I thought after watching that first half, Again, it wasn't always effective. They didn't always execute it, you know, perfectly or flawlessly. But when you watch the film, you can tell there's a plan in place. Like there, when you watch the film, you can see that Nick Caley is adjusting to the fact that they don't handle pressure well. There were several times in this game where they showed a pressure. There was multiple guys at the line of scrimmage, and the O-line and C.J. Stroud, don't know exactly to what degree, but the O-line and C.J. Stroud, they filtered that thing out and picked the players that were coming and blocked it up. That was really nice. There was a couple of times where they clearly didn't have enough blockers, and they blocked the guys closest to the quarterback, the interior guys, the A-gap rushers, the D-tackles, and they left the widest defender free to come at CJ. And to add on top of that, not only did they protect the A-gaps, they protected from the inside out. The guy that they left free was not only the widest rusher, but CJ Stroud also knew that guy was unprotected. So I always say this, the most dangerous part of not having answers for pressure is when your quarterback snaps the football and has no idea who's blocked and who's not. If you can just get him and the O-line on the same page and they know that guy right there, number 28, coming off the right side, that's the guy we're not blocking. As a quarterback, I can then have a plan for that. CJ Stroud dropped back, sat in the pocket. One time he got the ball out. The other time he sat in the pocket, he baited that free defender in and then escaped to his front side. And I can't remember if he ran or if he threw it on that one, but he ended up having a positive play. The key is they handled pressure. They had answers. The quarterback was aware who was free and was able to protect himself. Also, they used some screens. Now, they didn't execute them well, but they used some screens against some different pressure looks, which if you can hit them with the timing right, CJ was inaccurate with a screen to Christian Kirk, which really put it in a position where it was never going to be successful. But if you could hit him in stride and let him hit a crease when they're playing man, ooh, look out. Now, that could end up being a big play. Again, they didn't execute them well, but I could see the method to the madness and what they were trying to get accomplished with quick routes. Again, CJ didn't always hit him. He missed, I believe it was X on a slant one time. He missed a couple of them, but they were there, Ron. So watching this game for one half of football, and again, I know it's an inferior opponent in a late season team that had collapsed with their some of their best players not playing. But when you look at from an alignment and assignment perspective, do we have an answer for pressures? Can the quarterback and the O-line communicate, pick up the guys that are blitzing? Can they figure out the tails of who's coming and who's not coming and to where they don't just completely destroy a play? And are they using the screens and the quicks to protect themselves and to protect the offensive line? I thought it was obvious that was present in the first half, which should. I don't know what it's going to look like in the playoffs, but it is much better than having one more game under our belt of, well, CJ just had to throw the ball away because you didn't have answers for pressure. So I think overall the biggest topic all year long is not having answers for pressures with Nick Caley's offense. I thought it was a good day for that issue that the Texans have had throughout the year.
Hey, anything that they can get positive out of that, because we've seen that particularly in second halves, or at least after the first scripted plays, where that seems to pick up. I know they haven't had a sack in three games, which, hey, shout that out to everybody involved. Sure. But like against the Chargers, we saw a pressure pick up. Yeah. That's good when they make any improvements in that, because I'm certain with Pittsburgh, this is going to be something that Mike Tomlin and company are going to look at and try to give them problems.
Well, you create a negative play with sacks, you create potential turnovers, you make them wasted downs, throw the ball away. So I would imagine if you don't see a heavy dose of it from jump, you're definitely going to see it in critical situations. And I think Sunday for the first half, I thought it was some good reps for the guys, you know, dealing with pressure. Also, stay on the offensive side of the football. I know everybody knows that Woody Marks has been a godsend for this team, and I know that everybody understands that Jawar Jordan had a really good training camp and has been good in the limited time that we've seen him. But I'm going to tell you, man, these dudes are a big reason. Like, them and their skill sets are a big reason why this offense is at least running the ball in complementary fashion and at least running the ball in critical situations. Ron, both of these guys, they're very similar, actually. They're very similar in run style, right, in play style. That the vision that these guys have and the one-cut ability, whether it's a G-scheme or in the zone run game, has been unbelievable. It's crazy. And by the way, this is – I said this from jump as well. Like, the O-line was not doing things really well over the last couple of years in the run game. But what they're able to do now is create opportunities, whether it be backside, front side, bouncing it. You know, they're creating opportunities for two backs that have some really good vision and some one-cut ability that's been really fruitful. I think overall for me, I just have an even better appreciation, a deeper appreciation for Woody Marks and Juwar Jordan than I had before.
It's the clear thing you see, and I think it's been a difference between Nick Chubb and some of those other guys, and in particular even British Brooks when he was in the game on Sunday, and that is...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
They don't need it blocked perfectly to be able to see a hole or yep. get through to make, and they do that in a much better fashion than what Nick Chubb has shown. Nick Chubb is really running through the hole, physical through it. We've seen jump cuts. Jabbar Jordan's really good by going backside
yep.
and cutting back, and we've seen that a lot from Woody Marks as well. So that is a big help to the offensive line that they can just kind of get a piece, and I think this offensive line probably needs that. These aren't guys that yep. are just going to move folks like you would hope in Detroit or something like that.
Well, you know, you look at, and obviously Joe Mixon was on a whole other level because he had size and some physicality that these two backs don't have. But when you talk about vision, one cut ability, the ability to cut back, the ability to bounce it, you know, he had that ability, and these guys have it. I mean, you look at Damian Pierce, you look at some of the other backs that we've had running up to, and I think Nick Chubb, just stylistically the way he is right now, you run up there, you run into a pile, or you run up there and you stop your feet, it's game over. These two guys have a unique skill set in a sense of, man, they're one-cut guys, they got great vision, and that combination is just proven to be productive for the Texans. And like I think you said it, but like I think every good run game has running backs that, when it's not blocked up perfect, because it rarely is blocked up perfectly by five or six or seven O linemen and tight end. Typically, you got to make somebody miss. Typically, you got to have great vision. You got to move. You got to be able to make that guy, the defense, be wrong sometimes. And Juwar Jordan and Woody Marks, they both have the ability to do that.
Yeah, no, it's been big time for this, and you can see the change in the running game. You
no
can
question.
See the improvement in the running game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.